Hey, my friends, it's Tom with Watchman River. Thanks for joining me today. It's another good day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I have so much stuff to cover today. We'll see what I can get done. I want to just start off and tell you that, you know, I've been going to a chiropractor for years, although I haven't seen him in a while now. And one time he told me, I adjust so many people each day that by the end of the day, my back's killing me and I need an adjustment. And it just reminded me today that, you know, my gift is encouragement. I think a lot of you know that. But there are some days when encouragers need encouragement. And I'm having one of those days today. Just a little bit, I don't want to say down, but, you know, I just need encouragement today. I'm going to say that. So what I did was I picked out some scriptures that I thought, you know what? I'm hoping these will encourage me. All right. And I hope they encourage you. Let's go to Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. That's a good one. Let's go to Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Man, it speaks a lot of the Lord there. Love that. Let's go to Titus chapter 2. Verse 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. You know how you get zealous for good works? When you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. It happens. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Oh man, that one might have done it right there. That's encouraging. Our Redeemer lives. John chapter 8, verse 36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, that's Jesus, not the sunshine. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. You shall be free indeed. I love that. I really love that one a lot. A lot of people think, you know, I don't want to become a Christian. Those Christians, if I become one of them, they're going to put me in chains. It's like, no, Jack, you're in chains now. Jesus wants to break those chains, and he will if you allow him to. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. All praise to Jesus. Let's do two more. Psalm 71, verse 23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. Our Redeemer. Let's go to Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I'm looking at this world, it's this first day of May, and I'm seeing lawlessness around that I've never, ever, ever, it's never come close to what I'm seeing around the entire world. And I'm sitting there going, look, we're so close to the finish line. Anyone who's been looking for the end times for decades knows we're here. Like, we're waiting for the rapture of the church, a pre-tribulation rapture. We're here. And the finish line is right there. It's right within view. And there's so many people that are just going bonkers. They're going bonkers. The finish line is within view. Let's finish strong. We're so close. We're so close. Everything is set. And we're watching everything ramp up. Right before I hit record, this brother sent me, left a comment on my second channel. And he said, so his name is Moby. So check this out for yourself. Do not take my word for it. I did some digging from the year 1783 to 2023. New Jersey had 98 reported earthquakes. That's from 1783 to 2023, 98 reported earthquakes. So far in 2024, New Jersey has had 156 earthquakes. Just saying, is what he said. Yeah, it's really like, you know, and you know what people say, well, earthquakes happen, you know. Oh, Tom, you know, you're talking about these tornadoes in the middle. Well, they happen every year, but it's the fact that, like I always say, it's puzzle pieces. You know, we're seeing every puzzle piece in play. We're seeing every puzzle piece ramp up as we're nearing the finish line. So you can't really take one thing at a time. You can't say, well, there's always been wars and rumors of wars, so excuse me, so we're not in the end times. No, you look at everything. Can the 7-year tribulation start soon? Do we have the technology for the mark of the beast? Check. Yes. Are they talking about, or is it even within the realm of possibility to have a one world monetary system? Over 120 countries in the last year have been trying out the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies. Could there be a one world monetary system soon? Yes. I believe they're 10 steps further down the road than they're going to let us know. It's everything. Wars, rumors of wars, threats of nuclear war, like it's nothing, like it's tipping your hat at somebody. You know, it's just like, it's incredible. It's everything. Lawlessness. So this is where I want to start today, because it's incredible what we're seeing. And so much of the lawlessness around the world has to do with Israel. You know, it's just wild. You can find true genocide going on in the world. Nobody will ever talk about that. You have Israel hitting back at what happened to them on October 7th. That's genocide. It doesn't take much intelligence, and it takes very little research to realize it's not genocide. You don't drop pamphlets on civilians saying, get out, we're attacking, if you want to destroy them all, among a million other things. But this is what's going on in regards to lawlessness. These universities, last night, I don't know if you saw any of that footage from Columbia, New York City, and many other places. It's wild what's going on. Columbia University says, unaffiliated persons are leading campus occupation as the New York Police Department make arrests. Columbia University president issued a letter to the NYPD to ask them to come to campus and clear the occupied administration building, Hamilton Hall. In that letter, she said that she believed that outside forces, not students, were leading the protests and occupation. Does that surprise anyone? Really? Does it? I hope it doesn't. CBS News' Ali Bowman reports that sources at New York City Hall said that there was evidence that the wife of a known terrorist is with the protesters on Columbia University campus. We've been invaded. We've basically been invaded. And the future, look, if you know Jesus, you don't worry about anything. But the future of the United States is very grim if you don't know Jesus. I'm just going to say that. It's very grim. And if you don't see the writing on the wall with everything that's happening in this country, I don't know what to tell you, you know. The storming of the Columbia campus by the NYPD last night, CNN reporter said, I've covered lots of this sort of stuff around the world, and I've never seen this many police moving into one area. I guess it was hundreds, you know, moving into an area just to get rid of those agitators and the students and the whoever's running this thing. We know it's a funded thing. Come on. It's one of those things where they're dropping off pallets of bricks, you know, the night before. It's like, come on. Also, severe clashes last night at the University of South Florida in Tampa. police officers used measures to disperse demonstrations and arrested several pro-Hamas demonstrators. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine being pro-Hamas. It just makes no sense, but it's the world we're living in these last days. Don't be deceived. Don't turn on God's people, God's nation. Many of my viewers have. It's okay. I'm more worried about you turning from God's people and God's nation than not watching my videos. That's like, whatever, you know. But I'm more worried about what's going on in your heart and in your head. If you can't see from Genesis to Revelation that Israel is Israel and God's people are God's people. And he said in the end, they'd all be gathered back and Israel would become a nation in one day. It happened. They've been gathered back since 1948. They're still gathering back there, just as prophesied. And yet there are some supposed Bible-believing Christians who will say, I hate Israel. That's not the Israel of the Bible. Okay. All right. Well, have fun with that. You know, have fun with that. What else? Also, clashes at UCLA campus around pro-Palestinian protests. Clashes broke out on Wednesday at pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the campus of the University of California, Los Angeles, as dozens of universities around the United States struggled to contain similar protests. Protesters and counter-protesters were seen clashing with sticks, tearing down metal barricades. TV footage showed more than 100 demonstrators were arrested there. It's happening all over the place. After midnight, an AFP journalist saw that a tent encampment erected on the campus lawn had been taken down by university staff. And just incredible, the stuff that's going on. And it's ramping up quick. You know, also it's Labor Day or May Day in Europe, and there were clashes in France. I saw a video of that this morning. Germany, I saw clashes going on there. Just lawlessness. And it's weird because most of the time, like last night, you know, the police got involved in at Columbia, but a lot of times they're just nowhere to be found. You know, also from the insider paper, Istanbul in Turkey, Istanbul police detained dozens amid May Day clampdown. This was like violent stuff. Turkish police on Wednesday detained dozens of protesters attempting to tear down barricades in different districts of Istanbul after authorities banned May 1st rallies at the city's main Taksim Square. Tens of thousands of police were deployed across Istanbul, blocking even small side streets with metal barriers in an attempt to prevent groups of protesters from gathering. They also used rubber bullets, tear gas, and they brought water cannons. The conflict occurred due to the fact that the governor of Istanbul did not allow this celebration. And this one, man, this, you just won't believe this one. Ooh, birdie. Hey, birdie. Sorry. Squirrel. This is from the National Review. And this is how, you know, in a lawless world, this is how you react to people who have these encampments. You just won't believe this. Northwestern cuts a deal with encampment organizers, establishes a full-ride scholarship for Palestinian students. I wish I could say I was kidding, but you know I'm not. After 5 days of anti-Israel demonstrations occupying Deering Meadow on Northwestern University's campus, Northwestern president Michael Schill and the rest of the university's leadership decided to accede to several of the protesters' demands. While not committing to divesting its endowment from companies that do business in Israel and ending partnerships with Israeli institutions, the university released a list of concessions in a celebratory statement Monday afternoon in exchange for the removal of the encampment on the lawn. Most notable among those concessions is a promise to offer full-ride scholarships to Palestinian students and guaranteed faculty jobs for Palestinian academics. Just what we need. You know, you need more Palestinian teachers. Incredible. Just like, I would never have believed that if I saw that a few years ago. But that's, we're living in a lawless world. Jesus said there'd be lawlessness in the last days. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us, you know, tomorrow's news today through the Word of God. It's just incredible. So we don't have to worry. We know where this is all going. It's all leading to the rapture and then that terrible 7 years. It's really leading to the 7-year tribulation. But we know we get raptured before that starts. So that's why I say it leads to the rapture. Biden, this is from Israel Today. Biden said Hamas has become the sole obstacle to a ceasefire and aid to Gaza. It's a statement that undoubtedly puts Israel in a good light, but it's also worrying. At the start of the war, Biden fully supported Israel's primary objective of destroying Hamas and eliminating the threat it poses to Israelis. Now his chief aim is ending the fight. Yeah, it's ending the fight in a two-state solution. We're hearing it all the time. Meanwhile, from Israel Today, Hezbollah has reportedly moved the families of its top leaders to Syria. What else? This is from JNS. A report says Saudi Arabia has decided to normalize relations with Israel. And it's debating the timing of the announcement, a foreign diplomat familiar with the details told Haaretz on Monday. According to the source cited in the article by the Daily's diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Liss, Riyadh is discussing whether to make the move in the coming weeks to announce it or after the U.S. presidential election this November, in which either Democrat Joe Biden will continue to lead the country or his challenger, Republican Donald Trump, will return to the White House. But they're weighing, do we make the announcement of normalization ties with Israel within a few weeks, or do we wait till after the U.S. election? I wonder who's adding to that conversation. This is from Israel Radar. Foreign Minister Katz warns France the IDF and Hezbollah are headed toward an all-out war. Israel will take over large territory in Lebanon. Foreign Minister Katz said, quote, "We will not accept peace for peace. We are not going back to October 6th. If Hezbollah does not withdraw, we are approaching an all-out war. In that case, Israel will act against Hezbollah in all of Lebanon and occupy a large area in southern Lebanon to create a security buffer zone that will be controlled by the IDF and allow the residents of the north to return home safely." My goodness, I read that and I think, you know, we're getting close. At some point, they're going to say, while they're saying peace and safety, sudden destruction comes. And at one point, we've been hearing it from the UN. We've been hearing it from people trying to cause peace in Israel. We've been hearing peace and safety, peace and security for a couple of years now. And the word says while they're saying it. And I'm wondering which peace and safety is going to be uttered when God finally steps in. Jesus takes his bride, and then that sudden destruction comes. Very interesting. What else? Also, as of last night, there were still nonstop Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. That's still going on every day. This morning, a couple hours before I hit record, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken met with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And the only thing I saw by the time I was able to hit record, so maybe now there's details of what was said, but there was a tweet that it said Netanyahu told Blinken during their meeting today he won't accept a deal that will include ending the war. He said if Hamas doesn't drop this demand, there will be no deal and Israel will invade Rafah, per Israeli and U.S. officials. So that's what, I can't verify that, but that's so far what they're saying was said at that meeting today. What else? Let's skip that one. China sends 7 Navy ships around Taiwan. This is from Taiwan News. The Minister of National Defense tracked 7 Chinese naval vessels around the country between 6 a.m. yesterday and 6 a.m. today. The Defense Ministry said 7 People's Liberation Army Navy ships had been detected around Taiwan. The Ministry monitored the situation with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance systems, dispatched Navy vessels, and deployed land-based air defense missile systems. Wars and rumors of wars. Can't wait to go home. Honestly, can't wait to go home. I'm glad I belong to Jesus today. As new Haiti leadership takes power, gangs demand a seat at the table. Any surprise there? Haiti's new transition council is set to choose the country's next president on Tuesday, but leaders of the gangs who have exerted increasing control are clamoring for political influence and amnesties and threatening violence if their demands are not met, because that's what we do in the modern world. One dead, three injured in Kansas tornado, the fifth day of vortex outbreak. One person died, three others suffered minor injuries when a tornado touched down in Westmoreland, Kansas on Tuesday afternoon. 22 homes in Westmoreland have been determined to be uninhabitable. The tornado is one of nearly 200 reported in the plains and Midwest since Friday. Yeah, they have been going through so much. I hope you're praying for these people that are losing their homes and just horrible things going on in the tornadoes this year. This tornado season's bad one. What else? Hawaii volcano eruption warning after a spike in earthquakes. Uncertainty is surrounding the Hawaiian volcano Kilauea as scientists report an uptick in earthquakes in the region. The volcano is not erupting, but a significant spike in earthquakes has prompted the closure of the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park as a precautionary measure. There you go. In the last 24 hours, there were 42 earthquakes over 4.0, 7 over 5.0. You're caught up there. What else? This is just, you know, I watched this video. Chaos erupts at a Michigan county meeting after the minister of Satanic Temple named Lewis Cipher delivers satanic invocation. Would this ever have happened 5 or 10 years ago? Chaos erupted in Michigan at Tuesday's Ottawa County Board meeting after Satanic Temple minister Lewis Cipher delivered a satanic invocation at the April 23rd meeting. The Republican-led board recently changed its policies to allow pastors to deliver the invocation instead of commissioners. The Satanic Temple signed up and gave an invocation. The meeting descended into chaos in the lobby as people chanted, "We love Jesus." Praise God. Praise God there was enough brave people to chant that. That's clown world right there, you know. The deadly Massachusetts Apple Store crash has now been blamed on AI, says the defense. The trial over the Massachusetts Apple Store crash is well underway, and the defense is claiming that bad AI was the culprit, not the driver. We have a great future ahead of us, you guys who put your hope in AI. Driver Bradley Rain drove the car into the Apple Derby Street store in November of 2022 at about 60 miles per hour, with the vehicle only stopping when it hit the back wall. It killed one person, it injured 22 people, and he originally claimed it was an accident, and now the story has changed. The defense team filed a motion in court saying that they claimed that AI software installed in the car caused the unintentional acceleration. What a bright future. I'm glad I belong to Jesus. I'll say that again and again and again. What do consumers think about lab-grown meat? That's what I think. Anyway, you know, you ready for this? This was huge news to me. Consumers prefer conventionally grown meats versus lab-grown meats, according to Purdue University's March Consumer Food Insights report. Wow, big surprise there. Given the fact that cell-cultured meat is not widely available, these results reflect consumer distrust of the unknown when it comes to food, which is a barrier for any novel food trying to break into the market. Yeah, somebody's got to like it. The problem is they can't find any humans that want it. The elite want it because they want you eating anything but meat, and I guarantee you they'll be eating cows. I guarantee it. Anyway, that's life in clown world. What are you going to do? You know, we're going to wait for our Lord and Savior, because I'll tell you again, the finish line is within view. We can see the finish line. All right, let's do a testimony of the day, okay? Christine, my mom passed away in January of 2020, and my sister passed away almost to the day a year later in January of 2021. I felt such pain and I felt so alone. As I was walking alone along the street 2 weeks after my sister's death, I felt such a strong need to learn all I could about our Lord, and a feeling of comfort came upon me. I went out and bought a Bible. I joined a Bible and Rapture believing group, church, great. I got baptized a few months later, and this is the testimony that I gave that day. And I've often been told that the angels were singing when I came to the Lord. That brings tears to my eyes hearing this. Amen, Christine. Amen. They were singing. Amazing. Do a couple of comments of the day. Deidre, some want awards, fame, riches, popularity. I just want to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," when I see Jesus. That's all that matters at this point. This broken world is still chasing perishables. Let us chase after the kingdom and Jesus Christ, our King and Savior. I deserve nothing, but Jesus Christ gave me everything. Amen. Wow. Thank you for that. It's beautiful. Perfect. Canine Cass. My pastor reiterates each week how we have access to heaven on earth right now through the Holy Spirit in Christ. You can truly rejoice and have peace and joy right here, right now. Amen. As much as I want to go home, my hope is that all of my loved ones are saved before the rapture. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Loved it. Ben, I want to praise the Savior. He is faithful and true. Stay in prayer for all people to be saved. Our God is so big. All things are in His control. Praise the name above all names, Jesus Christ. Get ready, church. The bridegroom is coming. Be ready by showing His light. Our weapon is prayer. Read God's word. That is how we will know His voice. Beautiful. Thank you, Ben. That is encouraging. Jennifer, watching River Family, I am no longer looking for a sign. I am listening for a sound. Love you all. That's great. Thank you. Evelyn, hi, family. I'm sitting at my desk and I'm raising my arms at the scripture reading. Just can't help myself. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Evelyn. Let's do one more. Jesus is my Savior is the name of the account. I have so much in my life to thank Jesus for. I am not rich and life isn't perfect, and I am certainly not either, but I am blessed with what I need. And what I need most is Jesus. He gives me peace in my heart that no one or nothing else can give me. I love that, because really, what can bring anything in your life but Jesus, especially in these last days? Are you getting comfort from your home right now? Are you getting comfort from your portfolio? Are you getting comfort from reading the news that's going around the world? I'm not. All I do when I look at the things that people put their hope in these last days, I just think, bad idea. Because we have been placed here for such a time as this. We are the generation that, if you belong to Jesus, will be face to face with Jesus. We will not taste death if you belong to Jesus. If God allows your heartbeat to continue until the day of the rapture, which I think is very soon, we're the generation that won't taste death. It's miraculous. It's like, wow, on top of everything else you gave us, you had us born at such a time as this. It's really quite incredible. But there are those who don't know Jesus, and many are being saved right now. Praise God. Every day, many are being saved. I'm calling it the final harvest before the rapture. There will be a huge harvest after the rapture too, I believe. But I'm calling this the final harvest. Those people who will say, like, yeah, the world's going crazy, I'm getting on board, I'm trusting in Jesus' blood and trusting in His finished work. Because that, what happened 2,000 years ago, is beyond miraculous. That the Father would send the only begotten Son, Jesus, to be born here, to put on human flesh, when Jesus was on a throne in heaven, and He left that to come here, to put on human flesh. And He didn't do it because He was going to be celebrated down here at that time. He did it because He was going to shed His own blood. Jesus knew that He was coming here to be brutalized and nailed to a cross. Because sin is so serious. And sin has always demanded a serious payment. That's why people say, why did animals have to be slaughtered in the Old Testament to cover their sins for a year? That's so awful. Yeah, sin is awful. But that's the payment, blood. Blood is the payment for sin. That's the way it's been set up from the foundation of the world. Blood is the payment for sin. That's why Jesus is referred to as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That plan was always in place. If mankind fall, which we did, I will send my only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, and he will shed his blood. And it doesn't just cover sin. No, when you have faith in that blood, when you understand how powerful that blood is, it will wash you white as snow. And it literally is powerful enough to wash every person who's ever lived as white as snow, if they chose to believe in the blood. Many don't. Many hear this, you know, it's the good news that Jesus paid for your sins with his blood, and that his finished work, going to the cross and dying and being placed in a tomb and rising the third day, that's the good news. We were rescued. Our sins have been paid for. But many people have been born and died, and they would not take that payment for their sin. They said their whole life, no, I'm more good than bad. I don't need a payment for my sin. I'm not really a sinner. I do some bad things, but sin is just falling short of the mark. God's mark is perfection. God's mark is complete perfection. So you do way many more sins than this, but you could do 10 sins in your life and you'd miss the mark. So what happens? You need somebody to fill in that gap, to get you to the mark. You know what gets you to the mark? One thing: faith in the blood and believing what Jesus did. Faith that blood, once you say, Jesus, I am a sinner, and I don't want to face you on judgment day with my sins still with me, and I'm understanding that if I have faith in your blood, that it'll wash me white as snow, and I believe that you came here and died and were buried and resurrected, and through my faith in the blood and my belief in your finished work, I can stand before you forgiven. I can be with you for eternity in the immediate family of God. I want that. I want that. But many more will say, no, I don't want any of that. I don't believe any of that. And I'm sad to be the one to report to you that there's no opt-out button. You either have faith in the blood and belief in what Jesus did, or by default, you're assigned to the dark side. There's no third option. There's no opt-out button. You're either going to spend eternity praising Jesus for paying for your sins with his blood in paradise forever and ever, or you're going to face Jesus on judgment day face to face, and you're going to be like, this is the God of the universe. I am in his presence right now, and my sins are with me. I'm in huge trouble. And he'll say, away from me, I never knew you. And then the panic sets in. I think the panic sets in even before you kneel before Jesus. I think you realize, my sins are with me. I rejected the payment for my sins. I said, no, I don't want to believe that. It's a fairy tale. But then the panic sets in and you're like, where am I going now? What's happening now when I'm standing in the presence of God and he says, away from me, I never knew you? Scary? Yeah. And you're led off to eternal separation from God, also known as hell. And you'll say, well, I don't want to believe in a God who would send me to hell. That God you don't want to believe in sent his son to be tortured and put on a cross, to shed blood, to pay for your sins. You are sending yourself to eternal separation from God by saying, I don't need a payment for my sins. My sins aren't that bad. I'm more good than bad. I'll take my chances with that. You're doing it to yourself, and you'll know that. That's why it doesn't say anywhere that anyone will say you're unfair. No, you will say you're a fair and righteous judge as you're led away. And don't let that lie from Satan get a hold of you that he has inspired men to use, saying hell's not bad. It's a pretty cool place. There's rock and roll playing. You know, there's a pool. We're all shooting pool. We're smoking cigs. It's just like a party, a little rough around the edges. No, the only way we know about hell is from the word of God. It's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's hot and it never ends. Don't let Satan fool you with that lie. Choose Jesus today. If any of this sounds like truth to you, you run to Jesus and say, I believe in what you did. Open up a Bible. Start reading the word of God. Go to the book of John. Start your journey. Turn to Jesus today. You don't want to be eternally separated from all things that are God. Hell is a place where there is absolutely no God there. All right, choose wisely. I'm going to shut the camera off now, and I'm going to say a prayer for every person who watched this video. And if we're not raptured today, and man, today is a perfectly good day for the rapture. But if we're not, God willing, I will see you guys tomorrow. I love you.